welcome back. And we have Rob Roselli here. Rob, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Dr. Bill, how are you? Thanks.
Very good. I have to revise a little bit of my analysis of what happened after this new budget. Slightly, but again, we have to figure out the strategy. When we look at Donald Trump and his people around him, including, I had a feeling that Bannon was already banished, good name, close, but he wasn't. And apparently I saw in the British news that his white board, where he lists a number of things he tries to get Donald to do, I think of him like Steve Martin's movie years ago called The Man with Two Brains. This is Donald Trump's extra brain, and he's not gone. So that's good. Good to hear. The revisions that I said, and I'm just kind of summarize, was number one, this budget had to be passed or the government would shut down because the Democrats want to embarrass the Republicans. They tried to tilt it, even though it was a bipartisan agreement, that if somehow they won, they won. It's almost like they slam dunk the ball in the basketball game, when in fact it was actually an agreement between the two that both sides would win something. The Democrats won in the sense that they didn't defund the National Institute of Health, which is good because I personally wanted other than drug companies to do research. Number two, they did get $1.5 billion for replacing broken parts of this fence that had been cut through by drug lords to bring in big truckloads of drugs to replace it with a steel wall that can't be cut through. That's good. They did get $21 billion to fix our military that's been underfunded for years now, so it's literally falling apart. They had to scavenge old parts from old jets that are in aircraft museums in order to fix their aircraft, which is stupid. It was a zero budget, which means it didn't increase the number of money, but it did take money from what we call wasteful parts and fix it. So my guess is the strategy of Trump is clever. It looks like Justice Ginsburg and another justice are likely to leave the Supreme Court here sometime this year, and he'll replace them with a constitutionalist like Judge Gorsuch. It's very likely that the ultimate plan to either significantly cull back the time when they can do abortions or abolish it is going to go through the Supreme Court. In fact, Fred Graves, who's been on the program many times with How to Win in Court, Jurisdictionary, stated, and he's actually talked to the Supreme Court justices, if they had the discussions after the onset of ultrasound, probably Roe versus Wade would have never passed because they realized that a fetus is a separate genetic human being. And in fact, if you take women in places where they're required to look at an ultrasound before they actually do an abortion, 78% of women who've already planned and signed out to do an abortion don't, if they see an ultrasound, to see it's actually a baby playing with its toes and sucking its thumb. So it's my guess that we underestimate the strategy of Trump because he's frustrated. It's like dealing with Congress is like herding cats. And some of these cats are bad cats. But I have a feeling the latest positive move, which I saw this morning, by two of the major supporters of Trump that wanted protection for people with pre-existing medical conditions with his $8 billion pool, so that if states opt out of that particular option, the people won't end up with their premiums for pre-existing conditions going orbital. So it's my guess that they may get a squeaker, but they're probably going to pass the health bill tomorrow or Friday, and that it's very likely that the tax relief will come. And this is my guess. The reason why the Democrats are freaking out is not that Donald Trump is a screw-up, but he's not going to screw up ultimately. By this time next year, he'll have enough things under his belt when they move to the midterm elections. He will be the Teflon president. It won't matter all of his stupid Trumpisms that he says, because he acts like someone with Asperger syndrome, although he's got an IQ near 160. And he's very successful because he's not an ideologue. He's basically a pragmatist. And I don't believe he's really a fully Christian yet, but he's becoming a Christian. I can see even through his experiences he relates as a candidate Trump, which used to be pro-abortion. He's not pro-abortion now. He's very strongly pro-life. And although he's a high-level Mason, I believe the man is undergoing a transformation, especially if we pray for him a lot, face down a lot, that Trump is going to become a really good Christian if we pray for this man and also call him to account. I mean, don't let him get away with stuff. Don't let him fire Bannon and maybe bring back Flynn in some other aspect in his government or advisor, because I think Flynn's going to walk from the current things, and he's going to basically be exonerated. So, tell us what you think of what's going on, because this is a very dangerous time for not only America but the world. We've got North Korea that are nuts. I mean, I got a D's artwork this morning. It's called the It's called the Kim Bot, and it shows, you know, Kim Jong-un looking like this guy with a very bad Korean haircut as a giant kind of tank going shooting with laser eyes and missiles going off. If you see this picture, it's quite funny. You know, Deez is a character, right? I've had him on the show many times. But tell us what you think is going on. And, you know, you have to understand you're not going to be able to figure Trump out in the first shot. And you're not even going to be able to figure out his full strategy because he's not going to tell you he's going to do stuff until he does it, even if it's stupid, like attacking the Shariat Air Base. I guarantee you that the lower bowel of H.R. McMaster is in knots right now because he's not going to get 150,000 men on the ground. And I think that if they think he's turning into a neocon, think again. He's not going to. He knew he'll immediately dissolve his base if he doesn't act like Trump, candidate Trump. If he abandons that, he's screwed. So tell us what you think.
Well, I mean, Dr. Bell, the way I look at it, I mean, Trump, I mean, I guess overall, thematically, we'd have to say Trump is a little bit of an enigma. I mean, I must admit, it seems like, you know, he makes some neocon kind of Fox News, you know, stupid Iraq weapons of mass destruction move towards Syria like he did a few weeks ago with this cruise missile strike, and then nothing happens. No, there's no follow-up. So,
well, you know the follow-up is behind the scenes. The follow-up is behind the scenes. I mean, people don't know this in the news, but I watched every little molecule what's happening. There's a place called, and I can't pronounce it correctly in Syrian, but it's like Arras or something. And Americans did a bombing run and bombed the hell out of the ISIS people, which we call McCain's army. And the Russians had to have the deconfliction phone line. And then, of course, a few days later, they said, oh, yeah, we got it going on behind the scenes. But you never know. The media doesn't want to highlight this, that actually the deconfliction phone line's reactivated and everything's kind of like, you know, hey, we're not buddies, but we're at least we're communicating behind the scenes like two mafia dons, Putin and Trump. I mean, so the idea that this is the end of the world and we're going to have a war with Russia is no, not. And we're not going to do a regime change of Assad. Putting ISIS into Damascus, 10 miles from the northeastern border of Israel, would be a really bad idea.
Yeah, you know, look, I have to say, Trump is an intelligent guy, like you say. He's got an IQ of 160 or whatever he is. And I think, it seems like, you know, it's still a little bit hard to see, but I think he's running circles around these dumbasses in Washington, D.C. I'm talking about Chuck Schumer.
Well, they don't know what to do. I mean, you see Nancy Pelosi, she's got her head tilted back, and so is even Ryan. And they're laughing their head off, we beat the Republicans. I'm thinking, no, he didn't. September is 5 months away, guys. Do you know what he's going to do to you now? Right. He's going to get the tax thing through. He's going to get Obamacare gone and the HC through.
Right.
He's going to start consolidating his base. When he comes back in 5 months, it's very probable at least one of these Supreme Court justices like Ginsburg is going to pack it in. She's so damn old right now, I'm sure she can't do all her duties. So she's going to leave, and they're going to at least one more judge. Once that happens and they have a constitutional judge like Scalia, it's over. For generations. We're talking about young 40s and 50s year old Supreme Court justices like Gorsuch that has, you know, sterling health and is going to be around for four decades. That's the end of the idea of ruling from the bench. So once this happens, the heritage that Trump's going to leave long after he's gone from office, say 8 years from now, is going to be a constitutional judge that won't legislate from the bench and will stick to the Constitution, which restores the balance of powers between Congress, has purse strings, and the president sits the leader and has a bully pulpit. That's a good plan. I mean, honestly, I think Trump gets it. And you know the media, they've always got it wrong. They didn't even ask the right questions. So when I see the statements by Hillary Clinton why she lost, does this woman need to have a psychotherapist to not understand? And then I watched Dianne Feinstein. I'm thinking, Dianne, you're showing signs of presenile dementia. You cannot continue to say the Russian stuff, and we know Seth Rich died because he got a very bad rash. It's called a bullet-related rash. After he released information at the American University to the European counterpart for Assange, and that information didn't go from Russia. By the way, those tags, and this came out in Vault 7 from WikiLeaks, that those tags, if you have an advanced hacking team from the Russian government, do you think they're stupid enough to leave tags that they say, you know, like Kilroy was here? You've got to be kidding. If you're a really good advanced hacker, there's no freaking tags there. I know, I'm a techie, okay? I'm a techie. I can tell you that the idea that somehow the Russians are going to hack in and say, Kilroy was here, we screwed with you, and everybody knows that Seth Rich died in a very severe rash called a bullet rash. They killed him because he released information from the DNC because he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And even last week, Bernie said, I'm not a Democrat, I'm an independent. This is last week. This is not last month or before the election. This is last week. So the Democratic Party screwed Bernie. And to be honest with you, and this is straight up, he's a doctor. Bernie Sanders may not have had a plan to solve all the problems because he's a bit of a communist socialist. But if there was a cat fight between him and Trump, his personality is a little bit more tolerable than Trump's, and he would have given Trump a hell of a run if he, or maybe even won. So, you know, he probably would have campaigned because even though he's older, he's healthier. He would have campaigned in the Rust Belt states and talked to the people because he has a heart. He's a physician. And it's very possible that, hey, Bernie Sanders might have been President Sanders. And, you know, I don't think people grasp this, that the Democratic Party screwed themselves. And Hillary, the fact that they're still supporting her crazy thesis that the Russians hacked and it wasn't Hillary's bad personality. And when the WikiLeaks came out and all these materials, it was the content. She treated the American public like they're just low lives and undeplorables and we're not worth even considering and I'm not even going to campaign in your states because it doesn't matter, you're low life garbage. I mean, her attitude toward the American public, especially in the Rust Belt states, was disgusting. And nobody ever disputes the content. And then they talk about Pedogate, which proves that, you know, John Podesta is a sexual predator and a pedophile, and Hillary Clinton is a witch. And these people, they never disputed any of the content. Oh, no, no, don't talk about the content of these emails, even no matter who the hell released them. Nobody ever said anything wasn't the truth, including Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner. He's got a great name for it. Because Weiner and his server, you know, and I saw this morning with with the congressional hearings there and Senate hearings with Comey in the crosshairs. I'm thinking the line of questioning that Senator Feinstein did made her look like a fool.
Yeah. Look, these people are all, they're so into self-aggrandizement and pride.
Yeah, they think all of us are idiots. I mean, these people pretend they've got an IQ of 160 and the rest of us are subnormal, subhumans, and we need to be led by the hand. No. You people are marginal in your intelligence, and we, and then, by the way, this is a fact. This is actually academically analyzed. It's the fact that the average public, as a group, have an IQ spread of 15 to 20 points above all our so-called political and corporate leaders. We're smarter than them, corporately, as a collective group.
This is the reason people go into government, right? It's they can't do anything else. I mean, so they all kind of coagulate around Washington, D.C., like in that cesspool, just like in a settler.
I love that coagulate. That's really good. stole my thunder. Yeah, that's almost a legalism. That's a good one. And it's even medical, coagulate.
Well, dude, I'm more comfortable, you know, I'm a civil engineer, but, you know, I'm just talking about like in a water treatment plant, you throw up some coagulate, and it kind of all gathers. I'm looking at that as Washington, and all the crap settles to the bottom of the tank, and that's kind of how Washington, D.C. is, you know, and ironically enough, as you say, these people are so full of self-righteousness and Northeastern Ivy League self-induced pride and self-aggrandizement that they're literally blind. They're inside this beltway, and they rule from their throne, you know, from their Mount Olympus down there in Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
But information is king. And I love the quotes from the Bible because God's wisdom is eternal. It says, my people perish for lack of vision. Now, vision doesn't come from the regular media anymore. It doesn't come from the academic circles and our false universities that preach that leftism and that everybody on the right is so below them that they think that because we have different viewpoints, we literally should be physically punched in the face, which is why they let these students go crazy. And this is not just, we can't have you speak here, you know, Ann Coulter, because it's going to cost you $200,000 to have security staff protect you from our students. You've got to be kidding.
Right. You know, isn't it funny? I mean, just speaking of that, isn't it funny that, like, these so-called liberals and open-minded, you know, they call, you know, us Christians intolerant, but look at what they're doing. I mean, I'm willing to tolerate a stupid liberal because eventually liberalism will just like will die on its own.
Right, so, you know what the Bible says about the saved, that's us, the saved, which are based on the biblical principles of God's wisdom, are the stench of death. That's what it says in the book of Acts, the stench of death to the unsaved. Because it's logic, it's common decency, it's humanity, it's compassion, it's empathy, it's godliness, it's referring to God as the source of all wisdom and good. And the fact is, the left doesn't have any intellectual or spiritual basis for the so-called dislogic that they have. except for annihilation, evil, and hatred. And there are really only two forces in the universe, love and hate. And love always wins. Well, hate always destroys itself. Well, and this is what's going to happen. These people, these hateful people are going to destroy themselves. And they're literally what we call pre-apocalypse, which means pre-unveiling, which means they've already destroyed the Democratic Party. To me, the fact that Hillary Clinton's going to be able to run, continue and put her book out and continue campaigning, this is the best thing to happen to Trump. I mean, now she's going to continue jabbering that really I'm president, and it was just because of Comey opening his mouth. And Comey gave a really good answer this morning. I don't know if you heard it. Did you hear his answer? He basically said, I could have concealed and it would have destroyed the relationship between the government and the FBI, or I could have brought out the information, even though it's dangerously close to the time of the election, because we had thousands of emails that were on the server that could have been classified and have information. Now, he did something that's not his position. He, as an FBI director, is not allowed to determine intent. I'm like half a lawyer, okay? I went to Stony Brook Legal Center. I've been an expert witness for years. I can tell you that he doesn't have the right or the duty or the ability to be a determined intent. Now, the reason why he was doing that is because the so-called attorney general at the time, who was a Muslim, basically met Bill Clinton at an airport where she's talking about so-called grandkids, BS, when, in fact, at the same time that Hillary Clinton was under the microscope. So she recused herself, and then here comes Comey saying, there's no intent. How the hell would he know that? Has he got a Swami hat? You got to be kidding. How do you know that she doesn't have intent? In fact, if you look at all these emails and comments, it shows intent everywhere. Intent is, I'm going to have a server in a broom closet. I'm going to use multiple devices, not one. I'm going to lie repeatedly to Congress and to the special committees. I mean, she's lied so many times. I don't know, she would have to have some kind of supercomputer to actually figure out the lies to make sure it looks logical. It's mind-boggling that he would even make the statement, like, Comey, this is a statement you've repeatedly said, and you don't have a right to say it. Yeah, you had to go and open this can of worms up, but you can't determine intent. That's none of your damn business. The intent is supposed to be determined by either a congressional committee or by the attorney general and a special investigative group of people that will look at it, because obviously the attorney general has no right to have any statement because she's meeting with Bill talking about grandkids and golf. BS. You got to be kidding. I mean, she's totally compromised, and she tried to cover Hillary Clinton over and over and over again. They politicized these government departments, including this character in the CIA who's a Wahhabist Muslim convert in Saudi Arabia. It's mind-boggling. We got a president that's a society convert, basically, or Barack Obama. We got the head of the CIA, society convert, and we got the Muslim director of the Attorney General's office is actually acting in a political way. It's disgusting, and then they try to pretend it's non-political. You got to be kidding.
Yeah. Well, that kind of harkens back to what we were talking about before, with this just condescension and arrogance of these people. They look down and belittle us, and this isn't something new. I mean, if you read, this is social Darwinism, and this white liberal Northeastern Ivy League elitism isn't something new. I mean, it really has its roots back to Darwin.
Do you know what's different? People like Rob Roselli, and you've written a few books on this, now we're going to have the platform of this new podcasting and simulcasting at our expense, because I put in a ton of money into this to make sure that I have a platform for people like you that want to podcast as many audio and videos as you want. If you want to put out 2 hours every day and do simulcast on a particular time schedule in English or even translate to other languages anywhere in the world, you're going to do it. And we're opening it up so that the people that are involved, someone will say, hey, I'll give you X amount of dollars. Other people just say, look, I got a platform. I'm going to expand your audience base because we're going to put your materials on our networks as well. So we're opening it up in such a way that the, quote, the word of God is going to rain down from heaven. And we are the media. We're no longer the alternative media. I don't like to refer to us as alternative. We are the media. Right. The media, to me, is gone. I mean, we have a few people even on Fox that are still relatively decent. Judge Pirro is okay sometimes. Sometimes she gets a little bit too kind of pro-Trump. She can't see it. The only one that I think is 100% straight down the line, tough questions, skeptical as hell, is Tucker Carlson. That's why before I go and watch anything else on television, I get Tuckered out. I have to watch Tucker. And he dissects people and usually gets the most obscene people with the most dislogic and obfuscation, it's mind-boggling. It's like someone coming before me with a PhD or a master's thesis and they want to see if they can get past Eagle. That's like throwing a fresh plant into a wood chipper. You're going to come out all mashed up. It's not funny. Yeah, I think Tuckendows is amazing. It's like masterful.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good. I know I'm kind of harsh on Fox News and with good reason, but there are...
Yeah, most of them are pretty bad. I mean, look at, like when even Hannity, who I like, he's kissing both cheeks of George Bush about all the pictures of the artwork he did and all these people that died from the false war against Iraq with all of our so-called vets. Yeah, you know, and then we got a Colin Powell. I call him Colin Powell, not Golden Powell, because he's so full of S-H-I. I mean, damn it. Don't we get it that 9/11 was an inside job? Don't we get it that a lot of people weren't even in the building like Odigo from the messaging company in Israel? That I have the nuclear isotopes? That's why when Craig Wynn started to try to see if he could take apart Dr. Deagle, do you think it's a smart idea to counter me without evidence on air? You got to be kidding. Yeah. I'm the mixed mental martial artist. I love a good battle. I like a good Viking Celtic war. And I don't take captives, okay? So if I get somebody good like you that has a brain, that's actually got a heart, and you're a Christian, you're going to keep coming back because you got truths to spread to the people. And people that try to spread lies and pretend they're intellectual titans, I take them down to Chinatown. Okay?
Well, I appreciate that, again, as always, Dr. Bill. But, you know, but the thing is, like, with Hannity, you know, he's a little bit too neoconish for me. I mean,
sure he is. He's kissing butt. And he's, exactly. In other words, war is always the solution. No, it isn't. For example, what Trump is doing is the perfect dialectic. For example, he brings these aircraft carriers. And by the way, he screwed up, and it wasn't even there. It was down with the Aussies. But then he brings it up. Then the Japanese bring their stuff in. There's no intention of engaging North Korea because we couldn't stop all the missiles coming in from the demilitarized zone in Seoul. But it scares the crap out of the Chinese because they don't want millions of people. They put their troops there not to fight the North Koreans, but to stop them from literally 24 million going across to China starving to death and not speaking Cantonese. Okay? So the real issue is the Chinese now are in this headlock by Trump, and they're going to have to solve it. That's why they refused the coal shipment. So Trump got something done that the three administrations couldn't do a damn thing in a matter of a few weeks after meeting Xi and sharing some really good chocolate cake. I got a kick out of the sure media masterfulness of him sitting there at Mar-a-Lago with Xi, swallowing really big gobs of chocolate cake and then, you know, announcing that he's hitting the Shariat base. And by the way, that was stupid, but it got the point across to Xi like, hey, if you think I won't do something, I'm unpredictable. You don't know what I'm going to do.
No, I think
really good. That unpredictability is a major mental weapon against people doing nothing, which is what the Chinese have done, screwing with us for decades, thinking, well, I'll keep my bad dog. He won't bite your leg because I got a chain that's 10 foot long and you're 12 feet away, but maybe I'll let him go just a little further and give you a little nip. No, nip's going to happen here. And now that the Chinese are freaking out about the THAAD system being deployed in South Korea, I have Korean friends. My son's best friend, okay, Henry, he works out with Chris every day, and Chris is like a major martial artist in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, goes to San Diego to the top guys in the world, and trains down there multiple days a week. I can tell you the Korean people are fantastic people. They are some of the most solid Christians, hardest working, nicest people on the planet. And I try to use sarcastic jokes with Henry. I said, look, Henry, what you need to do to solve the problem is simply declare South Korea as Korean Disneyland and give everybody in North Korea a ticket to go to Disneyland. There was one guy, and I heard his report, he got a bottle of water as he literally managed to scramble across the demilitarized zone to South Korea just a few months ago. And he was so excited about the bottle of water, he kept it for a week. He thought, I can't believe they gave me a bottle of clean water. This is hard to believe. People in the North are so isolated, it's obscene. It's like the most nasty outdoor prison on Earth. 24 million people captive to these maniacs. And literally thinking any moment America's going to come down with a nuke on them. It's like, are you kidding? Why would we want to nuke the North Koreans, our little pee-off country? And we're even sending bad USB drives and equipment that blows up on the launching pad, or we can fry it from space with scalar weapons. Do you really think that Kim Jong-un, with his bad haircut and his porkly body, is going to be able to do anything to us? If he squeaks sideways, he'll be annihilated. They got the Delta Force ready to just go in there and just clean him out, man. Just, you know, flush him down the toilet. We don't want to do
well,
that.
He's so full of himself, just like these politicians in Washington,
D.C. He's pretending to be. Listen, I saw the movie The Apprentice, The Interview. That's the funniest movie I've ever seen on Earth. The second funniest movie was Young Frankenstein, but this is definitely... And the other one I like is Guardians of the Galaxy. I'll take my daughter to the Volume 2 one next Friday. But the funniest movie I've ever seen was The Apprentice. And one of the jokes was that Kim Jong-un, just like his father, doesn't go to the bathroom because his body is like a nuclear reactor and it turns the food into nuclear fuel because he's so energetic. I mean, their god worship of these leaders is psychotic. It's really psychotic. And then they're playing Katy Perry while he's on this aircraft and he's looking or shooting off his own tank, playing Tank, you know? And, it really is. It's like a guy with a day pass that is a billionaire mass murderer. It's like, it really is. It's bizarre. It's really bizarre. And the fact that we're worried he's going to strike America, yeah, I don't care if he's got a missile. We can knock it out of the air. The real danger is if he hits Seoul, South Korea, or Japan, they're going to respond with nuclear weapons, and we could trigger off a nuclear war if we're stupid. Thank God we got Trump in there, and not George Bush or the Abominator, the moron in chief. We actually have somebody that has titanium alloyed cojones, and they don't know what the hell he'll do next. I mean, he's got 145 Tomahawk missiles in the Michigan alone, nuclear submarine there. And nuclear missiles, they can turn every city in China and every square inch of North Korea into a nuclear ashtray. And take all those missile silos into the demilitarized zone and 10,000 plus tubeless rockets and turn them into ash. And people, we don't want to do that. I personally want to give everybody in North Korea a ticket to go to Disneyland, which is South Korea. And you go down to South Korea, man, they got great food, great people, tourist sites. I mean, the place is like, they have, the most advanced comprehensive healthcare plan in the world of any country. So, and they're solid Christians. They don't even believe in any of the crazy stuff that we accept here, even as Christians in America. They're uber Christians.
I think we've been through this. I mean, the Christians, I mean, I contribute to a group called the Voice of the Martyrs. And it seems like the most hidden, the most secretive society on the face of the earth is North Korea. And just these people won't even in this magazine that I get, Monthly Magazine, these people don't even want to be identified with North Korea, so backwards.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and Rob, I'm looking forward to you doing some podcasting and audio and video and also simulcasting and getting information, because I love your approach to this thing. Like, you're so, you use metaphor and art in your books. They're relatively short, so they're easy to read, is the Un-American Genocidal Complex, and Pleased to Meet You. You're trying to use what I call common cultural metaphors and movies and so on to explain to people that their thinking is wrong, their spirits are not in right with God, and they're heading toward destruction if they don't change their ways. And you lay it out in such a platform, like, for example, with O'Brien, even, in your book, you know, almost like a takeoff of the screw tape letters, I would call it, a screw tape letters update of the dialogue between, you know, Satan and one of his minions. I mean, people need to realize that all of our politicians, many of them, and apparently I heard the numbers up to 3,500 have already been prosecuted under Pedogate, including several senior people in two different states. And they're working the food chain up towards some bigger fish, like Podesta and Hillary Clinton. These people have visited what I call sexual perversion island by this billionaire in the Caribbean. And people need to realize that what's going on is purely evil. For example, people don't realize that Monday was Beltane. Now, do they understand what Beltane is? Can you explain that? Because I think people should start to grasp that these are very ancient, very evil days that have modern counterparts. And if you don't understand how damned evil they are, whether it's a communist holiday or a holiday for the so-called working people, or a holiday for the people that are, you know, Gaia worshippers, this is freaking evil, and we have to call it what it is.
Yeah, well Beltane, I mean, look, let me just say this. The book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, you know, of course, the UN being the United Nations. When I say genocidal in that name, and I guess we call it the deep state or whatever, the people really controlling events and, you know, what Trump can do to these people, you know, be that as it may. But when I say genocidal, I mean, I mean that literally. Like, these people are genocidal maniacs. I mean, these are people that have no problem, with doing away with 90% of the world's population. So when I speak out against the radical environmental movement, I'm not talking about legitimate environmental causes. I mean, look, we all know there's legitimate environmental problems out there, and I'm not disputing that at all. I'm talking about these.
Yeah, but you know, because I'm an environmentalist and I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace 45 plus years ago, I'm yet to see someone who can support their so-called thesis, whether it's climate change or the other things, when they don't address real issues like poisoning the oceans with dumping bunker C. I remember 45 plus years ago in the ocean seeing bunker C oil balls floating around the ocean and plastic. There's one area, for example, where the trash out in the North Pacific Ocean is literally floating at the upper benthic layer, the top 10 meters, that's larger than three times the size of the state of Texas, because it's in the quiescent area where all this trash accumulates. And the oceans are killing the phytoplankton with 20,000 dead zones, some of them up to 200,000 miles in size, and they wonder why the oceans can't convert, which they do, 80% of the carbon dioxide into oxygen. So our oxygen level in the world has dropped from 21 to 19%. Duh. That's why I cry out for my abuse. I want intellectual abuse from these so-called midget morons who think they can debate Dr. Deagle about any environmental, astrological, or other issues that deal with climate change or the environment, because they can't. And I don't get it. I don't even get people that are so-called nuclear experts like Michio Kaku, who says, Dr. Deagle, you don't have a solution to Fukushima Daiichi. Yes, I do. You don't have a solution to energy problems. Yes, I do. You don't have a solution to ultra-vetting that actually stops all this terrorism. Yes, I do. In fact, and I beg people, but I don't get it. I want my abuse, for God's sake. And I don't want people to do ad hominem attacks because I talk too fast, interrupt my guests, pontificate, etc. Those are all I call them a warthog for God. But you put in front of me any problem in any sphere of human influence, and I will give you an instant answer or a framework to find an answer on the air live. And I find it disgusting that even my listeners don't have the cojones to call in and literally put me on the mat. I beg them. And I, by the way, I want people that are supposedly big shots in the media or alternative media to try the same. See if you can put me on the spot. I dare you. I triple dog dare you. But you know why? They don't want to be embarrassed, just like Alex Jones didn't want to be embarrassed by having me on the show. In fact, he said, I was stalking him after I took apart his nuclear physicist from Brigham Young University when he said that it was super thermite and not nukes in RDX that blew up the World Trade Center towers. This fool tried to pretend that 40% of the mass of the building would turn to an atomic vapor from super thermite. What a pile of BS. And you have to understand that if you want to do battle with Deagle, it's going to get really ugly. Really ugly. And I'm not trying to do it to be an egomaniac. I am desperately afraid of my little brothers and sisters, and I consider all of my Christian brothers and sisters my little brothers and sisters. And I'm your big brother. I'm going to protect you. And you got to know, I don't do this for ego things. I do it because I love my Savior, my God, Yahshua, the breath who saves. And I will do everything until the last oxygen molecule leaves my mitochondria and I go home to be with the Lord. I am going to do the right thing, no matter, not if, but when it kills me. I will do it to the last breath.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, as far as the environmental movement, I mean, ironically enough, I mean, if people are legitimately concerned about saving the environment, a good place to start is getting rid of the radical environmental movement, because all these people do, these non-scientific crackpots,
well,
and kooks.
Yeah, let me give you an example of a simple thing to stop forest fires. I worked out in a locum back in the late 1970s, 77. I did a locum in Hope, British Columbia. If they simply cleared out the duft and the dead wood between the trees, you wouldn't have fires burn for months through the roots of the trees that explode. Number two, you wouldn't do climate manipulation by putting up in the upper atmosphere nanoparticles, which you do as a second part of our space command thing. And these nanoparticles kind of screw up the jet stream, or we wouldn't allow drilling at the Macondo drill site that causes the death of the loop current. When you start screwing with these things and you don't protect the benthic layer of the oceans that recycles the oxygen from carbon dioxide, what do you expect? And death gas is not carbon dioxide. It's our bad policies. And by the way, the Mount Erebus in Antarctica generates 10,000 times more toxic nitric oxide and other toxic, volatile, ozone-destroying chemicals than all of our coal plants on the planet. The problem is they don't want to be challenged because they're selectively pulling out data to try to prove a thesis that's a lie. The fact is carbon dioxide is not the problem. The problem is we also have the passage of what's called the Death Star, Nibiru, Heraclius, the Destroyer, the Devil Star, and that's affecting it, plus cosmic and galactic things affecting the heliosphere, because the nuclear reactions are not in the sun, it's in the heliosphere 100,000 miles above the sun. And what's going on inside the Earth is the release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen caused by ringwoodite releasing it, and water lowers the melting point of rock, creating volcanism and earthquakes. You don't want to hear this stuff, though. And they don't want to be challenged by people like Steve Jacobson from Northwestern University, or references when I'm going to try to get Steve on the program, because they think, well, that's just Dr. Deagle's thesis because he's psychotic and he's a smartass. No, I am going to give you information you can validate. And the problem is we have politicians and pseudoscientists out there, like I've had experts on the program for years, like from the United Nations, that want to lie to you. I remember sitting there for an entire evening in March of 1997 with Dr. Isley, a physicist, from the World Constitution Parliament Association, to want to capture carbon dioxide by using carbon capture as a way to kind of fix this problem of this United Nations idea of carbon dioxide as a death gas. So I asked him questions for a few hours, and this guy's a physicist. He's a knucklehead. His entire thesis is based on false dialogue, false data, and information that's not based on reality. It's because they want to have a carbon system to control the world and have an international reactive force to control the whole planet and have a military strategic force for humanitarian relief, but also to force with weapons, very advanced weapons, every nation into a global matrix and to get rid of nation states. If you don't think that Barack Obama was here to destroy and deconstruct America, you're a fool. You know, this is not left-right. This is simple. Let's get rid of nations so we can crush the human race and get rid of 90% of them, like the Georgia Guidestones, which we've talked about, or the World Watch Institute. It's not open for people's damn debate. Some people think they can debate these things with Dr. Deagle. Why the hell do they want to debate stuff that's in print or in video? Why do they think it's worth debating when these are facts that are on the ground that aren't open to anybody's damned opinion? Why? Why do they think it's open to discuss things like the flat Earth, saying we don't have a planet that has gravity and Higgs boson fields? Are they out of their freaking mind? What's wrong with them?
Right. Or in the case of the Georgia Guidestones, etched in stone. I mean, look, you know, just speaking of May Day or Beltane, you know, it's a very interesting. And I did a thing the other night, but and maybe I'll start doing a podcast. I'll go through the very interesting history of May Day, but. All the groups that are associated with May Day, I mean, first of all, it's in honor of the month of May or Maya or Mother Earth or Gaia, okay?
Right.
So there's a mythological Greek, Roman, Babylonian mythology basis to it, but you fast forward, let's just fast forward to May 1st, 1776, and the foundation of the Bavarian Illuminati, which is a group of history, by the way. It's not some conspiracy group.
Exactly. Yeah, you quote all these things in your books. And, of course, it also follows these days of Baal and Moloch, where they have these ancient ceremonies that the Canaanites did that were in the face of God, which is why he destroyed them. Do you not understand the Bible is telling you truth, and you still don't believe it? You say, well, I selectively believe the book of Acts, but not this Old Testament stuff. Are you kidding?
Right.
Surely you're kidding.
Well, it should. Right. If you take the Bavarian Illuminati on May 1st, that's not an accident that they were founded on May 1st, 1776. And then you fast forward, same to the 1800s. Then you got World Workers' Day and it's, the foundation of Socialist International and all these other things. That's also May 1st. And then also, as you just mentioned, Beltane. I mean, it's a holiday of the modern radical environmental movement, or these Mother Earth or Maya worshipping nature weirdos, okay, with their burning wicker.
They're not really worshipping nature, because if you really worship nature, you would do what Dr. Deagle says. If people say, well, Dr. Deagle, can you fix the environment? Yes, I can. I can give you a point-by-bullet system of things. First off, number one, you need to shut down all these so-called geriatric and post-geriatric nuclear reactors because they're all releasing radiotoxins that are destroying the ozone layer. You need to shut down dumping into the oceans toxic bunker sea fuel and other toxins from sewage systems that are not properly treating their sewage, so that's destroying the benthic layer of the oceans and acidifying them so the phytoplankton don't survive to turn carbon dioxide into oxygen. I mean, there's simple. These two steps alone would make a huge difference.
But
when I hear people say that they have their solution and their solution is, I'm thinking these are psychotic, anti-science maniacs that want to turn science into some kind of pseudo-religion, and they're idiots and they're dangerous devils. There's no way around it. You can't say there's open room for debate. There's no debate. This is not debatable.
But that's a scientific approach. That's a scientific approach. But you're not talking. and I've been all over the nation on different shows and over the years discussing this. When you talk about these people, you're not dealing with rational people here.
I don't care. I got to get in their face because a lot of people are nice. One word, yeah. When I die 1,000, 10,000 years from now, I do not want within 10 parsecs of space is the word nice in Dr. Deagle. I'm compassionate.
Yep.
I'm willing to die for the truth. I'm willing to protect my brothers and sisters, but the word nice should never be used in my name. Do you know why? Yep. Nice means I'm going to kiss your butt and tell you lies so you believe me, even if it's a lie, so you'll like me. I don't want you to like me. I want you to respect me. I want you to respect the questions and issues I raise that make you think and ask better questions. Because even if you don't agree, and I beg you, don't agree with anything I say. Research it yourself, then go off and pray, and whatever portion of truth you get from God and from your own common sense and your cortex, then take action. You don't have to believe what I believe. It took decades. And if you think I'm an average person, you're an idiot. Okay? I'm not an average person. I don't expect you to call it and understand what I do, because I can do intellectual things that most people think are impossible. But that doesn't matter. Whatever portion of truth you can accept that's in the Bible with your common sense logic and seeking the truth and asking better questions, that's all that counts. I don't expect you to be 10,000 miles down the road like I am. I expect you to be 2 miles down the road heading toward the truth, and God will take you there. Not Deagle, because all I'm going to do is try to change your worldview. You're the one that gets to change your mind. I don't get to do that. And the only one who can actually get you there is God, not Deagle. Deagle's just going to... I'm the guy that goes with Yeshua, Jesus. I'm what's called a bait carrier. I got a bucket of bait. I'm not the fisherman. He is. I'm the bait guy. I'm the bait boy.
Yeah. And there's varying levels, you know, of followers and all this. But, you know, the point is on May Day is when you just, and the Cliff Notes version of it is just every so-called atheistic group, radical group, every evil group, let's just say, kind of, it's a good focal point to look at. If you look at who kind of gathers around this May Day celebration, environmental movement, the Bavarian Illuminati, which we know today as the Un-American Genocidal Complex or the Deep State or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
As well as the, you know, the communists throughout the world. Then it starts to make sense. These people are it's almost like being, you know, God says he's going to lead them. You know, they think they're so smart and smug, but God's actually, you know, exposing them. He's leading them out to the open. So if you look at something like May Day, then it becomes very clear.
It's also giving them grace, because the rise of the alternative media, which is now the media, that's us, that's you, Rob Roselli. And Rob Roselli now, with this new platform, is going to be able to do audio and video podcasting on every platform on Earth in every language, and simulcasting everywhere on the planet. And that means when we get a true voice that's in league with the voice of God and logic and common sense, decency and empathy to the human race and the planet, and stewards of the Earth, we are going to drown out the voices of confusion, illiteracy, ignorance, and dislogic. We're going to drown them out. And the fact is, God's going to do that. He says, and I will send my truth, and the gospel will be to every language, every people, every skin color, and every tongue on earth, and then the end will come. Until we actually accomplish this and give everybody a chance to have grace, God's not going to bring the end. He said, I'll hold back the four winds of judgment until these things are accomplished. We talked about that in the first hour with Dr. Bob Thiel. And going to Africa and getting every language, like, Swahili and whatever. People need to realize that we need to give a voice to people like you, Rob, so that, you know, they won't just hear a monologue from Deagle. I'm tired of listening to him, man. He's a pain in the butt. I mean, he's an arrogant son of a bitch, and he interrupts his guests and whatever, and he pontificates. No, you need to realize it's not just me. God's going to speak through a cloud, 144,000 plus, and I'm not putting an exact number. It could be millions of people that are his bride that are getting ready for the bridegroom. That's coming. The bridegroom is getting ready. The bride is ready. Pretty soon, the marriage supper is coming, and the end, which is going to be ugly, before the marriage supper, is coming really soon.
Oh, yeah. No, that's an interesting point. I mean, talking about, you know, real Christians, you know, out in these foreign countries like South Korea and North Korea,
right,
versus, you know, these kind of half-assed American Christians, you know, jumping and dancing around the stage and this other nonsense,
oh,
this Christian
God.
Rock and this stupidity. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, I know she...
Oh, she claims to be a Christian. God knows what kind of Christian she is. In her version of Christianity, high-level witches, warlocks, and pedogate people, they're still Christians, too. I think probably they got a seat for Satan in their church. Damn it.
Call yourself whatever you want.
Yeah, it's disgusting. American Christians, wake up. Smell the coffee. Time to get real with God. No more foolishness.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And welcome back. So, Rob, we usually try to get you on at least once a week to kind of talk about these issues, because we got to bring it before people to spiritually start centering themselves. Things are going to start really happening under the Trump-Pence presidency. And I think God has a sense of humor. I think the fact that he allowed people with the name Trump and Pence, the trumpets of God, literally to say, you know what, I'm watching you guys, you Americans that are both good and evil. There's some good people there, and I'm going to give you some grace, America, because there's some praying American Christians. And then there's some people that call themselves Christians that are full of it, and there's some people that are plainly evil as hell in your country. And if you do not repent, you're going to be the leading nation bringing the earth down to a period of extreme judgment. And
sure.
He's sending people like you and me to actually give some grace to America before the time of judgment. And it's coming really quick, and people think, well, you're just a blowhard, Deagle. You're just trying to, you know, do your thing. No, I'm not. I have my limited days, weeks, months, and years on this planet to tell the truth before I'm taken home. And you better pay attention. Even if you don't like me, you should respect the questions and the issues we bring up and the people we bring on. So you have to realize that someday you're going to have your day of judgment, too, and it may come quicker than you think. You might be beautiful, young, but someday you may look up and you see a big flash in the sky, and without an x-ray tube or without a film, you're going to see the bones in your hands for the last time. And when that heat wave hits and all of a sudden your tissues turn to a flash of 50,000 degree water vapor, your cells explode and you become literally a spirit separated from a physical body that's now ashes, you're going to be instantly before your maker and you're going to have to come to account. Because if you think this isn't going to happen to the people of Earth when we're heading towards thermonuclear war, pestilence and destruction, you're a fool, because we are. Now, there will be survivors because God wants a population on Earth and he's going to save a remnant, but he's going to do it in his way. Ways that are, and again, he said this to Job, which is my favorite book of the Bible, is the book of Job. He says, my ways are higher than your ways. He's talking to Job, who's actually a faithful man, and Satan is trying to come against and say, see, this man's not faithful. He just is faithful because you give him lots of kids and money, and he's got a big herds, etc. He's faithful because you're spoiling him. He's your kid. And God said, no, he's not. I mean, this man here is not going to curse me, even when he has sores all over his body and his family's all gone and his cattle are dead. He's not going to curse me. And finally, Satan slinks away and realizes, Job says, you know, that the Job accepts the fact that God's ways are higher than his ways. America's not there yet. I think Trump is starting to get it, but he's a long way to go, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a long way to go, and I think, I guess, we're running up to the end here. But, you know, the thing that worries me a little bit, you know, the Trump card, no pun intended, of the deep state of the un-American genocidal complex, I think, is the Federal Reserve System, and, you know, the same system that did in JFK and Abe Lincoln. And I find it interesting that, you know, Trump has a picture of Andrew Jackson hanging on his wall in the White House. It's kind of a signal, because Andrew Jackson, as people may know, is the only one that actually paid off the national debt and, you know, gave the boot to the butt of the international banking cartel.
He's talking about three things he's going to do. Get rid of Dodd-Frank, right? Put in Glass-Steagall, and back the dollar with gold. And give the Fed a boot. And I've heard that this is, in behind the scenes, is what Trump's intentions are in the next couple of years. If he does this, and he has a witness of God, and we pray for this man, that he goes from being a high-level Mason to being a real live, as they say, Pinocchio boy, a real live Christian, we're going to have a man of God as our leader. Not just a do-good, high-level Mason, a white knight. We're going to have a leader like King David after he repented of stealing the wife of, Bathsheba. Guess what?
Yeah. Well,
the days of judgment on America are coming, but the days of grace are here. Pray for America.
Yeah,
pray for the truth.
I don't think the people controlling things are going to let that happen, but it'll be interesting to see how things play out.
Exactly, yeah. Take care.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.